Good morning. My name's Chris. I've been involved with a nonprofit organization that works in Nicaragua with community health workers over the last 5 years. And over the course of our work, we shifted focus from participatory community health worker education to trying to improve community participation through community health workers and health program planning. I'm going to discuss today the uses of empowerment and participation language in the global health and development literature as it pertains to community health worker programs that are described in the last 20 years today. And my colleague, Albany Chavarria, will offer a warts and all case study of our efforts to improve participation of community health workers. I have no disclosures. However, Albany Chavarria was paid by the organization, but he's wrapping up his work next month, and we're wrapping up our work, and we're going to describe warts and all. So this is a great quote from David Warner. It's from a very prescient paper published in 1981 that essentially argued that many community health worker programs are paternalistic in nature, despite their purported aims to be empowering to communities, in fact, can be disempowering. It may have seemed a bit contrarian at the time, but especially being fresh off the Alma Ater Declaration that declared that primary health care was the goal for health for all by the year 2000, and community health workers as the frontline workers in that regard. But in the 1980s, despite continued improvements in understanding health promotion, declaring our aims, a number of factors, including perceived failures of community health worker programs, the rise in Milton Friedman economics, and structural adjustment policies by increasingly activist and political International Monetary Fund and World Bank conspired to cripple the dream of primary health care. And today, after fresh rounds of international goal setting, an explosion of aid for global health since 1999, and the threatening of that aid by the global economic crisis, CHWs are back on the front lines. And although much has changed, one thing is clear, and that's that community health workers work. There are now numerous studies that demonstrate this, including meta-analysis and systematic reviews showing community health worker changes in health outcomes in numerous different health settings. Now, community health workers can be generalists working in vertical programs, one disease-specific programs, or they can be generalists working in multiple programs that focus on building like health and social services out at a horizontal level, or in disease-specific programs. And these programs, whether vertical or horizontal, can be top-down or bottom-up. Also important to consider is how community health workers are recruited. If community health workers are natural helpers, are already doing what they'd be doing with an organization in their community, these tend to be the community health workers that may be most effective, whereas community health workers that are recruited randomly or based upon nepotistic practices in communities often end up coming to identify more with the government and with the NGO sponsor and don't really truly represent their community in that sense. Now, there's a third type of program in addition to vertical and horizontal, and that's the cone. And that's where a community defines a specific issue that they want to focus on, and then they build out around that issue. And sometimes developing programs that don't necessarily have to do with that original issue, let's say HIV, that include women's empowerment, income generation, and environmental activism. This is a conceptualization from a friend, Chaz Salmon, that I've borrowed for this presentation because I think it works very nicely. Now, Shelley Arnstein's ladder is an incredible tool to help us determine whether, in fact, programs, when they describe their aims and their methodologies, are in fact participatory in nature and how they're engaging communities. There are some critiques of the latter, and first is that the rungs connote value, whereas there are some settings where communities or individuals may not wish to be involved at the full level of citizen control, but partnership and consultation is actually the appropriate level to be involved in some health programs. Now, we have to step back and ask ourselves, what is the evidence that participation improves health outcomes compared to non-participatory programs? And there is some growing evidence that community-directed versus non-community-directed interventions are more successful for various basic primary health interventions. And that one RC randomized controlled trial showed a mortality benefit using participatory women's groups versus versus just regular methods. Okay, so I'm going to move forward a little bit here to our research. Essentially, what this slide shows is that there are ways to reconcile the demands of health outcomes-based research and health outcomes-based programs with empowerment and participation specific programs. And Laverack and LeBlanc's tool from 2000 gives us an opportunity to do that. So I'm going to go on to our presentation, where we reviewed the major health databases to look for publications with terms related to participation and empowerment and the various terms for community health workers, village health workers, lay health workers, promotores de salud, etc. We found a lot of articles. Of these, 151 were selected for full review, and 66 articles ultimately described a unique community health worker program that was active in the last 20 years, because we're focused on the present. Unfortunately, our original goal was to do two independent reviewers, but we lost one of our reviewers a couple months ago. And so we only have one reviewer available, and we'll be presenting preliminary data today. And so I re-randomized these studies using R and chose the first 40 relevant articles that describe 44 distinct programs. Complete review and analysis is ongoing, and the data is limited in terms of and the search strategy is limited in terms of there's so much heterogeneity in terms and in programs and article types. Some article types are clearly congratulatory, like trying to sell a program, and some article types are perhaps they had their critical perspective in place before even evaluating the actual program or doing the qualitative research. This is where the community health worker programs were found worldwide. One unique feature, the plurality were in the United States, and then there were numbers that are part of the international development literature. We do better in the U.S. at not making unsupported claims, and in Canada, for empowerment and participation than in the international development literature, where there is actually an incentive, like a funding incentive, to actually make those claims. However, we do a lot of pilot studies. So the plurality is also primary health care, but when you add up the vertical different health focus programs, they win too. And then there's a minority of these cone programs that I went ahead and described already. We talked about paid versus unpaid community health workers. In our survey, we found that the majority were either stipend based. In which they get just a little something back. It's not a true, like, professionalized job or volunteer, and that is still the case worldwide, that most community health worker programs are essentially stipend or volunteer. And there's some issues revolving around this that I wish I had time to explore. Time? What's my time? Okay. Thank you. So we had some questions. For these 40 articles, the 66 articles that we intend to review long term, and the questions are these: first of all, of articles that made strong claims that our community health worker program is empowering or involves meaningful participation, how many of those defined the participation and empowerment? How many of them attempted to measure it, and how many reported a plausible and evaluable measurement metric or description that allows us to say, okay, you claim empowerment, let's evaluate this and see if that's actually true. And about a third of the programs that claimed it, both claimed, measured, and defined it. And I'm being generous here because both qualitative and quantitative methodologies, even a clear description of where the participation was available and a theoretical reason for why it would be successful, and then describing outcomes that came out of it, I'm including that as a reasonable form of measurement. So about half of those that reported evaluable qualitative or quantitative forms of measurements did so in a rigorous manner. So finally, and this is something that we hope to develop further we took Arnstein's paper, Arnstein's Ladder, and following the work of Machunu in 2009, we broke these the lower lungs of the ladder into non-participation, pre-participation for the 3 through 5, and participation for 6 through 8. And then we evaluated the programs based upon their participation level, as well as whether they're vertical, horizontal, or cone programs. Obviously, this is preliminary data, and there's a great deal of subjectivity to having one person review this, and that's why I want to make sure that we have another independent reviewer before we can make actually do analytic analysis and, you know, calculate some odds ratios for this. But most of our programs made claims that the reason that they tried to put participation or empowerment focus was to improve health outcomes, but this was not supported at all in this cohort. They did say that community health worker participation used relationships to target interventions to hard-to-reach groups, and they talked about the one-size-does-not-fit-all importance of about targeting interventions to specific communities. I've gone on too long, so I'm going to go ahead and leave it to my colleague, Albane Chavarria, to give our description of what we did.
Hola, me llamo Albane Chavarria.
Hi, my name is Albane Chavarria.
Enseña por Salud inició en el año 2009, capacitando a un equipo de promotores de salud en las comunidades de Matagalpa, Nicaragua.
Teach for Health got started in Matagalpa, Nicaragua in 2009, training a cohort of volunteer health promoters from various communities.
La razón de esta presentación es explicarles cómo hemos podido involucrar a los promotores en el desarrollo del programa.
The reason for my section of this talk is to explain how we involved promoters in program development.
Al inicio el programa no tenía una posición de liderazgo local, así que decidimos capacitar a promotores maestros para que pudiesen dirigir y apoyar al resto de la red de promotores.
At the beginning of the program, we didn't have any local leadership, so we trained promoter master trainers to further support the promoter network.
Esto no nos funcionó porque cada promotor maestro tenía una perspectiva diferente de lo que era ser líder.
This didn't work out so well because all of the different master trainers had different perspectives about what it means to be a leader.
Así que decidimos involucrar a trabajadores de cuerpo de paz para ayudar a supervisar y dirigir el a nivel local.
After this time, we involved some local Peace Corps workers in program supervision.
Algunos de esos efectos fue muy bueno, pero siempre resultó que los promotores seguían viendo el liderazgo de una forma extranjera.
This was good in some ways, but it also led to promoters viewing leadership as something coming from abroad.
Por eso deseamos crear un puesto de liderazgo local.
It was at this point that we decided to create a local leadership position.
Esta posición era de un año y tuvimos un modelo por 2 años que sería la oportunidad para involucrar a los promotores más en el desarrollo del programa.
This was a 1-year rotating position that we had working for 2 years to give multiple promoters the chance to have experience as a leader.
Después de un tiempo nos dimos cuenta que estar cambiando el personal cada año creaba inestabilidad en el liderazgo local y creamos un puesto de coordinador del programa de tiempo completo.
We then realized that constantly changing our local leadership was leading to program instability, and we created a permanent program coordinator position.
Esto permitió que los líderes locales tuvieran mayor impacto en el programa y también fueron más disponibles para los promotores.
This led to the local leaders having more of an impact on the program and being more available to the promoters as it was a full-time position.
El trabajo que hacían los coordinadores fue muy bueno y por eso decidimos ascender a uno de los coordinadores al puesto de director local.
The coordinators did an excellent job, and so at this point we decided to promote one of them to the local director, local program director.
Este puesto permite al líder tomar iniciativa acerca del desarrollo del programa.
This allows leadership to take more independent initiatives in program development.
Otra manera de involucrar a los promotores en el desarrollo del programa es la creación de comités de promotores con habilidades comunes. Por ejemplo, entre los cuales tenemos los comités de logística, teatro y arte.
Another way of involving promoters in program development was through the creation of committees composed of promoters with similar abilities, examples of which included arts, theater, and planning committees.
Un ejemplo de ello fue crear una actividad, una feria de salud, para mejorar la visibilidad del programa en el sector de salud pública a nivel local.
An example of an activity carried out by one of these committees was the development of a health fair to improve our visibility within the public health sector locally.
Enseña por Salud implementó varios talleres de planificación del programa como otra manera de involucrar a los promotores.
We'll talk about another thing that we did to improve promoter involvement in program planning, which were a series of program planning workshops.
Como resultado de estos talleres, los promotores pudieron definir su propio rol y crear un logotipo de la red de promotores y crear valores más formales de una perspectiva de cultural.
As a result of these workshops, the promoters were able to define their own role, create a logo for the program, formal values for the program that matched their cultural perspectives.
Alguna de las sugerencias que relacionó con respecto a los talleres fue la equidad de género, específicamente incluir varones dentro de la red de promotores.
Another really interesting suggestion that came up through the course of doing these workshops was the suggestion to include men within the promoter network that had previously been only women.
Otra cosa que queremos mencionar acerca del programa son la implementación de microbecas que desarrollamos dentro de los promotores. Dentro de la red de promotores.
Another thing we'll briefly mention is the implementation of a microgrant program within the promoter network.
El programa le dio a los promotores la oportunidad de optar por becas para desarrollar proyectos en sus comunidades.
This gave the promoters the opportunity to apply for grants to do carry out projects in their communities.
Esto les ha permitido la experiencia.
Anyway, if you guys have more questions about that, we'd be happy to answer them. It's a pretty interesting program. So, thank you.